Aotearoa born Cook Islander Emma Ngaku Raivaru Powell has been awarded the Moana Oceania Award for the 2020 Early Career Researchers Ata Ata Video Competition. Powell is currently completing her PhD in Pacific Studies at Victoria University in Wellington and had entered the competition by submitting a 3-minute video project. The video competition is funded by the Royal Society Te Aparangi Early Career Researcher Forum with support from the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. According to the Royal Society New Zealand, Powell studies the everyday lives of Cook Islands Māori people to explore how akapa'anga or genealogy is used and understood. To tell us more about the award, we cross to Te Moana Nui a Kiwa, to Rarotonga, where Emma Powell is on the line. Kia ora ana, Emma, and thank you so much for joining us.
Kia ora ana, Ite, thanks for having me.
And congratulations on the award.
Thanks so much, thank you. Yeah, it's a real honour.
Now, before we do talk about the award, you are in Rarotonga at the moment. How long have you been in Rarotonga, and how long were you originally intending to stay?
Yeah, sure. So I came actually last year in 2019 for 3 months to do some field work. I went back to Wellington, and then I decided to come back to Rarotonga this year to finish writing. So I came to Rarotonga in February. Had planned to stay here for about 5 months, return around July, but the borders closed because it's been a really crazy year. And so I thought, well, the writing was going well, so I thought I'd stay longer. And so I've been here since February, yeah.
Now, being Aotearoa born, how important has returning home been for you and the work that you do?
Yeah, really crucial, eh? Really crucial. I have been coming back to Rarotonga to do research work for about 10 years now. I did a master's in 2012 and came back for the very first time then alone without my family, and have been coming back every other year or every year since then. And so, yeah, it's been really crucial at a personal level. Obviously, it's been also really important for the research work that I do. I don't have any genealogical connection to Rarotonga. I'm actually from Atu and from Maia, so it's really great to have access to those two islands as well, to be able to visit there often when I am in Rarotonga. So yeah.
Have you been able to get out to Mangaia on this particular trip?
I have, actually. I was there about a month ago. I went out there for about a week to see some of my family there and to do a bit of writing as well. I'm really interested in the history of Mangaia, especially its creation stories and so on. So, yeah, I have been out to Mangaia in this trip. Not to Atu, though, unfortunately, but yes, to Mangaia.
And in terms of the study that you're doing, could you explain a little bit more about akapapa'anga and genealogy and the importance of genealogy to Cook Islands Māori?
Yeah, sure. So I've always had an interest in genealogies generally. I like the stories that go along with them. So this, my PhD project is about exploring how or the ways in which Cook Islands Māori people are talking about what we call akapapa'anga ara tangata, and that's our family stories. And what I mean by that is I'm interested in how we understand each other, our relationships, how we might use genealogies on a daily basis, for example, at any event that Cook Islanders will have, and many Pacific people, it will start with people telling each other about their relationships and their relations, where they come from, their villages, and so on and so on. And actually what I found is genealogies permeate much of our lives, not just at our family gatherings, but also in our land tenure, for example, the ways in which we seek information in our communities, we tap into the network of our genealogies, and so on. And so I'm interested in how that matters to us right now, how the power of our relationships can help us understand each other better.
Wow, and that is a very Polynesian thing, and I fear, and I say this because I sense it in my own outlook on life. I fear that we are losing that connection, because often I speak with older people. There was an older person who came to pick up me up in the truck last night because my car broke down, and then he already knew me, and he already knew his connection to my family, and he was able to make that connection. And often, you know, those connections are so important, but I fear our young people are losing that in the current culture of me, we are losing that connection of us. Is that something you're finding in New Zealand, that our younger ones are not so worried about genealogy, they're not so worried about the connections that our old people value so much?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, my coming to this topic and to this subject is very much a personal one. I think, as it is for many Pacific researchers when they start their projects, it's very, these come from personal questions, you know. So I grew up in New Zealand. I have made a concerted effort to return to the Cook Islands, spend time with the Cook Islands community. But part of that is also learning about my family and my connections in order to learn about myself. And in learning about myself, I also learn about my people. And so I think you're right about a younger generation perhaps not understanding the real power of our genealogies. But more than that, it's not just the romantic, you know, my ancestors were from this particular island, but also to understand that that power of genealogies is still very much being animated still by our people. And so that's what my PhD is really looking at, is today in our lives, how might genealogies help bring us closer, and how might it help us problem solve some of the issues before us? So yeah, it is still an issue very much.
And how have mum and dad been about you going on this journey? Have they been encouraged? Are they helping contribute to the stories that you're gathering to understand yourself better and your place in the world?
Yeah, in part. So both my parents were born here, but my family left the Cook Islands a long time ago and haven't been back. So my mum's not been back to the Cook Islands. She's almost 60 now. She's not been back here for about 45 years. It's been a long time. And it's the same with my grandparents. One of them has passed on, but they haven't returned for a really long time either. So they're supportive, but they've also allowed me the space to be, say, in Rarotonga for the year as well. I know my mother would prefer that I was back in New Zealand, and certainly a lot sooner, but they're always supportive. Family are always supportive. I also was raised by my grandparents, and they have always been extremely supportive of me in anything that I do, including my PhD. Even though my family, none of my family have been to university, they are understanding, yeah, and supportive always.
And in terms of the research that you're doing and that you have done, has that given you personally more of a sense of who you are and your place in this world?
Yeah, definitely. I get a little bit nervous when people ask me, when sort of people sort of imply that this is about an identity crisis or whatever, you know. My sort of, even my mum sometimes, she sort of asks, you know, why are you still so obsessed with Cook Islands history and Cook Islands literature, so, and Cook Islands stories? And I do think it is about, I am a believer in the idea that in order to stand strongly in the world, you really must know who you are. Having said that, empowering can also grow and develop and really empowering ways, I suppose. And so so it has been a bit of a journey into identity and family and knowing who I am, but it's also been about growing, really. Yeah. And so in that way, I was at a do last night, and I said to some friends that I know for sure that through doing this PhD project and doing this sort of research work, I will continue to do it for the rest of my life. And that's a really powerful feeling for me at a very personal level, even though it's about sharing the knowledge of our people. And to be proud of that, I think Cook Island people and Maori people have a lot to be proud of in terms of the knowledge-making traditions we have, and genealogies is one of them, yeah.
What was it like landing on Rarotongan soil for the first time, to come down those steps of Air New Zealand flight and to finally make that first step? What's that feeling like?
You know, it was a long time ago, Esther, to be honest. And it's changed every single time I do get off the plane and come back here. But I think back then, I think it was probably easier that I was a research student at the time. I was doing my master's and I was writing about Cook Island's writers. And because I was here with that particular purpose, I think it eased me into it. Had I tried to get on that plane and just sort of come back here to explore my own personal connections, I think it would have been a bit more emotional and a bit harder. But then I really felt like through my research and through my work, I was already doing that, the personal work and the personal labour, I guess, of being able to reconnect with a place I'd never been to before but have very strong genealogical connections to. So, yeah, it was it's hard to remember, actually. That's why I'm doing
it. Fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. Yeah. Now, your master's, yes, it was about Cook Island's writers. Who were some of the forebearers in terms of Cook Island's writers that you look up to now that you've had the chance to study all of their work in your master's?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. I talk about Cook Island writers a lot, especially those that write in English, because Cook Islanders were some of the first to write and publish in the region, which is now acknowledged but perhaps hasn't been in the past. And so I talk about Cook Island writers a lot. In terms of the ones that have really influenced me, the social thing that I was just referring to last night was for the Cook Islands Research Association. They wanted to put on a farewell for me last night, and I was sat across from two of the writers that I wrote about, you know, over 10 years ago. That's Whitney Wichman and Jean Mason, two amazing Cook Island women poets and some of the earliest of their time to publish full collections, Indigenous Pacific women in the early 90s. And so those two women are now my friends and my colleagues, which was, for a student back then, was just unthinkable. And so they're two of my favourites and continue to be two of my mentors, and now friends and colleagues as well, which for me is a real privilege, yeah.
Yes, and the role of women, I've always found from all of the years that we travelled the Pacific, that in Rarotonga, and I'm not sure whether this is just my own personal perception of it, women on Rarotonga are very, very strong.
They are. Yes, they are. We have many strong women, for sure, yep. You see that with our ariki here, you see that with our mataiapo. These are just our chiefly system. At a personal level, I know that, you know, my great-grandmother was also held a mataiapo tutara title, which is a very important title on the island that we come from. There are many incredible women now and then and into the future that we'll have. I know that for sure, and it's something that I know that my people are very proud of. Yeah,
and it's probably made your research much, much easier. And this is totally from a layperson's perspective, in that women are seen as equals in that society. And again, this is just my own perception. It's made it easier for you to do the work that you do rather than some of the other, island groups where it is more of a patriarchy than it is in Rarotonga. And finally, tell us a little bit about the competition. How was that? How good was it? How hard was it to put together a 3-minute video? It sounds easy, but it sounds to me like sometimes it's even harder because you've got to find the bits that you can squeeze in. Was the 3-minute limit a part of the competition, or was this just that something that you decided to impose on yourself?
Yeah, so the 180 seconds is sort of in the vein of the 3-minute thesis. which is something that all universities do, and it's done so that PhDs and graduate students can practice how to talk to their research projects, which are often very complex. They talk to them and also be able to describe them to a lay audience. And usually it's about public speaking as well, but in this case it's in a video. So that's how I chose to also interpret this. They don't say that connection explicitly in the application. So it's 180 seconds. For me, because I was in Rarotonga, it feels like I was cheating a little bit, because you point a camera anywhere in Rarotonga and most of the Cook Islands and it's stunning. So,
true.
So I thought, and I've also got a huge archive of footage and also photos that I've taken over the last 3 years of my research. And so for me, I thought, well, look, I would really love to do something with this footage, but more than that, I was writing a chapter actually about the reef here, and I was out on the reef a lot, and the reef was just so stunning. And to be fair, hardly any of that footage made it into the video, because I felt it didn't do it justice, the beauty of the reef.
Wow.
But it was a little bit difficult, more difficult than I thought it was going to be, because 80 seconds is actually not that long to explain something.
Yes,
that you
I can
feel
imagine.
Is sufficient. Yeah. But I thought it was a great competition. I was also really aware that Pacific research had not been featured as much in the previous years of that video competition. And I just thought, I was coming up to the end of my PhD as well, and I just wanted to share a little bit, really. Yeah.
Wonderful. And finally, what's the future for Emma Powell? Having had parents who have never been to tertiary education, it sounds like academia could be calling.
Perhaps, but you know, these are uncertain times. These are uncertain times, and I know that universities are feeling the crunch in their own way at this point. So we'll see. I'm returning to New Zealand next week to submit and finish off things, but we'll see. Yeah, not sure yet.
Emma Ngākurai Varu, the recipient of Moana Oceania Award for 2020 Early Career Researchers at the Ata Video Competition. Safe travels on the way back to Aotearoa. Try and enjoy 2 weeks in isolation. And we look forward to seeing you and what you continue to achieve in the future.
Mei taki e te, mei taki.